With that, I'm going to read our scripture passage for the day. If you have your Bibles, I encourage you to open to 1 Corinthians 15.
那今天的经文的话, 是在哥林多前书的第15章, 12节。
And I'm going to read verses 12 through 19, and then also verses 31 through 32.
我们来念12节到第19节, 也从31节到32节, 那中文的话就可以一起跟着。
Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. And then in verse 31, it says, I protest, brothers, by my pride in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die every day. What do I gain if, humanly speaking, I fought with beasts at Ephesus? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. The word of the Lord. Praise be to God.
Happy Resurrection Sunday, everyone. Thanks
for joining us.
Online this morning, this is not ideal, but thanks for joining.
虽然我们知道这个不是一个理想的状态, 但是非常, 谢谢大家今天的加入。
And before I pray, I want to set a stage of a point in my life.
那, 从开始祷告之前呢, 我想要分享一下我生命中的一个经历。
The day was going normal as usual until mid to late afternoon, and it went very badly.
那这个有一天呢, 在我的生命当中呢, 这个好像那一天都过得非常好, 但是到了下午的时候, 突然急转直下, 这个情况非常的糟糕。
I could scarcely talk to anyone, my wife, the kids, let alone God.
我几乎不能跟任何人的讲话, 不能跟我的, 太太讲话, 不能跟我的孩子讲话, 更不要说是跟神讲话。
Lock myself into my room.
我把自己锁在一个房间里。
Being antisocial,
我自己, 不想要任何的社交,
basically I was bathing in my self-pity,
那我自己是好像在自己可怜自己,
feeling frustrated,
我觉得非常的挫折,
discouraged,
非常,
fearful and disappointed,
非常沮丧, 害怕跟失望。
And the reason I tell you this morning is because the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is precious to me.
那我要告诉你的为什么呢? 因为我知道这个主耶稣从死里复活对我来说是非常宝贵的。
Not because he turns my life into series of successes,
并不是他让我生命中得到很多的成功,
but the resurrection from the dead gives me hope in the midst of my discouragements.
但是在我失望绝望当中, 主耶稣从死里复活给我永生的盼望。
My fears, my frustrations, my failures, and my disappointments.
我的害怕, 我的沮丧, 我的失望。
And that was true for me, and I believe it was also true for the Apostle Peter, because look what he says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4.
那些感受对我来说都是真实的, 那些感受对使徒彼得来说也是真实的。
He says, Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection from the dead. In other words, for the Apostle Peter, this living hope. Now, hope is not just, okay, I wish that something will happen, but I'm not sure.
对，对于这个使徒保彼得来讲，这个永生的盼望，并不是有这个盼望，但是我不确定以后将来要发生的事情。
The biblical hope, what Apostle Peter saw, the living hope for the resurrection from the dead is, it is a desire, a longing, but is with a certainty. That's what the biblical hope is.
永生的盼望在圣经里面教导我们的是，我们有这样子的盼望的时候，我们知道将来所要发生的事情，我们心里有这样子的确信。
And in verse 6, he goes on to say that this living hope of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is in the midst of sufferings and all kinds of griefs and trials.
那使徒彼得也告诉我们，这样子在基督耶稣死里复活的永生的盼望里面，这个盼望是我们还在试炼当中，在忧愁当中所要经历的。
Perhaps many of you are watching this morning.
可能有一些你们当中的人早上有看这个的事情。
In Resurrection Sunday morning, maybe you're feeling discouraged this morning.
或是你可能早上觉得有点沮丧。
Frustrated,
你可能觉得
disappointed,
觉得失望或是害怕
and something that has not gone the way you hoped for.
有些在你生命中的事情可能还不如你的预期
Fearful about the future,
你可能对未来感到害怕
About the past or your kids,
你可能对过去感到还是担心，或是你对你的孩子不知道该怎么做。
You know, I'm reminded of maybe your high school student and.You want to go into this, accept to this college.
那我也记得之前我教导一个高中生，他非常想要进入某一所大学。
And it was your first choice, but you didn't get in.
那是他最想要进入的大学，但是他没有如愿以偿。
And perhaps you feel like a failure.
那可能他觉得他是一个失败者。
Or reminded of a college student who a senior in college.
或是我们如果看一个这个高年级的一个大学生。
And you ready to get into the job market.
他可能毕业之后要投入这个职场的工作。
And with all the coronavirus pandemic,
那随着这样子我们最近所发生的事情
，your future of getting a job is more uncertain.
那这个要得到这些工作的机会好像越来越渺茫。
Fearful about the coronavirus and the unprecedented impact it is having in our lives and around the world.
对这个疾病的这个传染，或是对未来的不确定性，我们心里面感到害怕。
Perhaps your marriage hasn't gone the way you imagine all these years.
或许是你的婚姻不如你所预期的。
Does my husband love me?
我的丈夫是不是爱我呢？
Angry at somebody.
那我是不是对某些人还怀着怨恨呢
？Full of lust, perhaps.
我是不是还有一些这个邪情私欲在我的心里
？Your relationship with your parents is not the way you have imagined.
或是说，我们跟我们父母之间的关系可能不是我们所预期的。
And this morning, I have real good news for you.
但是今天早上，我要告诉你们一个大好的消息。
May pray for us.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, I pray that you would have mercy on us this morning.
天父，求你将你的怜悯赐给我们。
That you would unleash something spectacular.
你会释放你这个大好的信息。
Through the preaching and the teaching of your word that no man is able to do.
借着讲道，借着你的教导。这个是没有人所不能达到的事情。
We need your help.
所以我们需要你的帮助。
Have mercy on us this morning.
将你的怜悯赐给我们。
Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your spirit in and through Christ.
我们这样祷告都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen. I heard a story of an Italian Cistercian monk.
那我之前也听过一个关于西多会和尚的一个故事。
That was allowed to be interviewed one day, and this was significant because a Cistercian monk is from a Roman Catholic religious order.
他有一次要上电视做一个访谈，这个是非常稀奇的，因为通常这个罗马天主教的这个和尚呢，他们通常是很少讲话，更不要说是访谈。
They lived a life of silence and discipline.
他们过着一个安静、非常自律的生活。
They never talk.
他非常非常少讲话。
They sing together and confess their sins. But other than singing and confessing their sins, they lived a life of complete silence of work and meditation.
他们所做的就是唱歌、认罪。除了这些事情以外，他们没有做其他事情，他们就是过着一个非常安静、工作、默想的一个生活方式。
So this monk was allowed to speak and was interviewed by a television interviewer, and the interviewer asked this question.
所以当这个和尚呢，他接受这个电视专访的时候呢，那这个访问员问他的这个一个问题。
Sir, what if you were to realize that the end of your life, that atheism were true?
他说：“先生，如果你在你生命当中最后的时候发现到无神论才是正确的话呢
？”That there is no God，
那就表示说这神是不存在的。
Tell me, what if that were true？
那告诉我，如果无神论是真的话，那你怎么办呢
？And the monk thought about it for a few seconds。
那和尚想了想
，And he responded like this。
那他这样子的回应
：“Quote holiness。” Sacrifice and silence are beautiful in of themselves, even without the promise of reward. I will still have used my life well.
他说圣洁、牺牲、静默，这些都是、在不管有没有回报的前提下面，都是美好的事情。那 我就算这个无神论最后是真的话，那我还是过了一个非常好的生活。
And if you remember in our verse 19 in our text this morning,
但是如果你记得我们刚刚第十九节所讲到的
which is diametrically opposite of what the monk said.
那这个是完全跟这个和尚讲的是相反的。
This is what Paul said. If only in this life we have hoped in Christ, we are all men most to be pitied.
使徒保罗说：“我们若靠基督，只有今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。”
Why did not Paul agree with this monk?
为什么保罗跟这个和尚的看法如此的不同呢？
Why didn't Paul say like the monk?
为什么保罗不像这个和尚所讲的呢？
If Christ isn't raised from the dead, if Christ isn't resurrected from the dead, even if there's no God, a life of love and labor and sacrifice is a good life.
保罗他有没有讲到说，哦，如果今天基督没有从死里复活，也没有死里复活这件事情，那生命来讲，如果有爱、有工作，有牺牲的话，也算是一个很好的生活。
Reward or no reward, life or no life after the grave is a good life.
是不是有回报呢？或是说，这个今生或是有来生呢？这个生命都是很好的。
Why didn't Apostle Paul say that?
那为什么使徒保罗不这样讲？
Why did Paul say, if you have in this life only have hoped in Christ, and that's it?
为什么保罗说，如果你在基督只有今生的盼望的话？那你是既可怜又愚昧的。
We are all men most to be pitied. We are fools.
我们就更加的，甚至比这个世界其他人还要更加可怜。
Why didn't Apostle Paul agree with the monk?
为什么使徒保罗有这样如此不同的看法？
And I think the reason for the Apostle Paul was because, like First Peter chapter 1, Paul was rooted in the hope, the living hope of the resurrection from the dead and what will come with Christ beyond this life.
因为我们知道保罗的信心就是像在彼得前书一样，他知道他的信心是扎根在主耶稣基督的复活里面。
Let me say that one more time. Paul was rooted in the living hope of the resurrection from the dead that will come with Christ beyond this life.
保罗的信心是在这个、主耶稣基督死里复活的这个盼望里面，是超越今生要到永远的。
Into an inheritance that could never perish, never spoil, never fade, and this inheritance is kept in heaven for him.
那这个永远的产业是要到永远的，永远不会朽坏，永远不会凋零，这个是存到永远的。
Through the resurrection from the dead.
那这个是从死里复活的主耶稣基督才有为我们存留的。
Which gave him freedom.
那这个这样子的盼望也给使徒保罗有这样子的一个释放。
That freedom to embrace suffering.
能够释放他来拥抱
Not comforts,
跟冒险
a life of sacrificial love for others,
让他能够有这样牺对其他弟兄姐妹有牺牲的爱
where he would have never have freely chosen that path if he did not believe or have hoped in the resurrection from the dead.
如果他不真正的了解救主耶稣死里复活这样子一个盼望的话，他不会愿意去选择这样的一个道路。
That's why Paul says, the life I have chosen is a fool's life. If there is no resurrection from the dead, we're all men most to be pitied.
如果没有死里复活的话，那我所选择的道路就是一个愚昧的道路。
If your goal in this life, this earthly life, is to maximize and get as much as possible,of these earthly comforts and earthly pleasures,
如果你今生的目标就是要追求这世界上的舒适享乐
if your goal in this life is to maximize the joy and the comforts and pleasures and success on this planet,
如果你的今生的盼望就是要追求这世界上的所有的享乐所有让你快乐的事情
Christianity is not for you.
基督教不是这样子给你盼望的
Most definitely not for you.
那基督教也不适合你。
There's another way.
这有其他的宗教。
Another religion.
有其他的方法。
Another gospel to help you on that road.
有其他的福音能够给你所想要的。
That is not what Christianity is or designed to do for you.
这个不是基督教的本质，也不是基督教所能带给你的。
That's why.The Apostle Paul said this amazing verse in verse 31 and 32. If the dead are not raised,
那就是为什么保罗在31跟32节他所讲到的。
If you're going to die and stay dead and there is no resurrection from the dead,
如果没有死里复活的话,
let us eat and drink for we die tomorrow.
那我们就吃吃喝喝，因为明天要死了。
In other words, do and be like everyone else.
换句话说，就像这世界其他人一样活着吧。
Resurrection is irrelevant.
那死里复活是不关紧要的。
Eternity is irrelevant.
永生是无可。
Heaven is irrelevant.
这些东西不可都无关
紧要的。Hell is irrelevant.
这个没有地狱这件事情。
If there is no resurrection from the dead, just be normal.
如果没有死里复活的话，那我们就
Be middle class.
跟其他人一样，好像一个中产阶级一样吧。
Look at what Paul, what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 28. Look at the risk and the suffering that the Apostle Paul embraced because his living hope was rooted in the resurrection from the dead.
如果你从哥林多后书11章23到28节你看到保罗的遭遇的话你就可以知道他所选择的道路因为他从看到基督耶稣死里复活这样子的盼望他所经历的这些事情
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23 to 28
哥林多后书11章23到28节
Are they servants of Christ? I am out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harderBeen in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 time I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent night and day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I've been in danger from the rivers, in danger from the bandits, in danger.Danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have gone without food. I have been in the cold and been naked. And besides everything else, I face daily the pressures of my concern for all the churches.
这个都是从哥林多后书十一章二十三到二十八节，保罗叙述他的生命里面经历各种各样的困难。
Paul did not choose a normal life.
保罗并没有选择一个一般人的生活。
He risked his life again and again, and he embraced risk and suffering because he was rooted in the hope of the resurrection from the dead.
他一而再再而三的冒着自己生命的危险，为的是什么？为的就是他知道这个从死里复活所带给他永生的盼望。
Now I could hear you saying to me right now, Pastor Young, I'm not Apostle Paul.
甚至我也可以听到你可能有的反应是，这个Young牧师，我跟保罗是不一样的，我也不是使徒。
I don't have the faith of Apostle Paul.
我没有使徒保罗他这样的信心。
Embracing risk rooted in the hope, certainty of the resurrection from the dead will look different for all of you.
如果你有这样子从死里复活得到永生盼望的确据的时候，你的生命会完全不一样。
If you're a teenager,
如果你是一个青少年，
I know I was one too. And when I was a teenager, I really want my peers to accept me.
当我是一个青少年的时候，我非常盼望我其他的同侪能够接纳我。
So embracing risk for you high schoolers or middle schoolers could mean where you're at your lunch room and before you eat, the risk that you might be taking is praying before you eat.
所以对高中生你来讲的话，这个冒着可能其他人怎么样看你异样的眼光，你可能有时候在午餐的时候不敢祷告。
Because if you pray before you eat and your friends are watching you, you don't want that.
你在祷告做祷告，然后其他人看到你怎么好像跟人家不一样，他们用异样的眼光来看你。
That's a risk.
那这个是对你来说是有风险的。
If you're a college student,
如果你是一个大学生，
embracing risk.And suffering could be look different for you.
那这个你所冒着这个不一样的风险，这个对你来说可能会不一样。
If you're a single career, could be look different.
或是你是一个独身的。
Young professional, married couple with one or two or three kids.
或是你才刚刚踏进职场，你可能有一些幼小。
Perhaps.Embracing risk because you're rooted in the hope of the resurrection is to leave the Disneyland of America and go to an unreached people group.
对你来讲，这个有这个死里复活永生的盼望，可能对你来说是放弃这些美国所提供你好你的一切舒适的一个环境，到一个没有人福音没有到过的地方去。
Sacrificing the comforts and the pleasures of the United States.
牺牲掉你可以在这边本来可以享受一个舒适的生活。
Sacrificing the, your children's education.
牺牲掉你孩子教育的机会。
And you will sacrifice all that, take that risk for the sake of those in another country.
冒着这样子的风险，甘愿到没有福音传道的地方去。
Another language, another culture.
或是你要学新的语言，学新的文化。
And the people who, if they don't have a chance to hear the gospel, will go to hell forever. And that's the risk that you take for love and sacrifice of your life here and go there.
因为你因着爱，你要让这些如果这些没有福音到过的地方去，他们如果没有听到福音的话，他们就必须要下地狱。你冒着这样子的一个风险，你因为爱，所以你去。
I pray that God would raise a family, a young family.To take that risk for the sake of Christ and the gospel.
我期待，我祷告，上帝能够兴起这样子的一个年轻的家庭，愿意来做宣教的事工。
Because you and your wife is rooted in the hope of the resurrection from the dead.
因为你跟你的妻子，你们的盼望都是建立在死里复活的耶稣身上。
For you retired folks,
那如果你是退休的人
or thinking about retirement will look different for you.
或是说你正在想考虑退休这件事情的话，那这样子的永生的盼望可能对你来说是有点不一样的。
It is way harder to be a biblical Christian in the Disneyland of the world called America than elsewhere in the world.
在我们这样子一个舒适的环境，以这种迪士尼为主，大家一直提倡欢乐的这样一个美国的一个地方，其实要成为圣经所讲的基督徒，是比其他世界的地方还要困难的。
I'm reminded of a story of the Israelites in the Old Testament.
那我想到这个旧约的一个故事。
And God warned the people of God before you go into this promised land flowing with milk and honey.
上帝警告这些以色列人，你们要进到迦南地的时候。
Lands and houses already prepared for them.
那这个土地房子都已经为他们所预备了。
A land, a prosperous land, flowing with milk and honey, all the good life.
那所有这个生命的美好都已经，这个牛奶与蜜之地都已经为他们所预备了。
Earthly pleasures, earthly comforts.
这个地上的所有的享乐都已经为他们准备。
And that really describes this land called America.
那这样子的一个光景真的是好像来叙述我们现在所处的地方，也就是美国。
And God warned the people of God,When you go to this land that is flowing with milk and honey,
但是神警告以色列人，当你们进到迦南地这个牛奶与蜜之地的时候
，When life is good,
那当生命是美好的时候
，Don't forget about me.
不要忘记我。
Don't forget about the Lord your God who set you free from Egypt.
不要忘记曾经把你从埃及为奴之地领出来的神。
Through the Red Sea.
通过红海
receiving the law,
然后接受到律法
a God who took care of you for 40 years in the desert
这样子一个神他照顾你40年你在旷野漂流的时候来照顾你
Don't forget about the Lord your God
不要忘记你的主你的神
It is way easier in other countries to be a biblical Christian than hereThis country flowing with milk and honey.
这个在美国身处在美国这样子舒适环境的时候，是对于要我们要成为一个圣经所教导的基督徒，其实比其他世界更加的困难的。
I want to end with a story of a missionary, Jim and Elizabeth Elliot.
最后我想要讲到一个关于 Jim 跟 Elizabeth Elliot 这两个宣教的夫妻他们的一个故事。
They were missionaries to Alca Indian in Ecuador.
那他们那时候是到这个厄瓜多去的一个叫做奥卡印第安人的一个部落。
Jim was martyred alongside four other missionaries, Pete Fleming, Nate Saint, Ed McCauley, and Roger Uterin.
那才刚到那去那边没有多久 ,Jim 就跟着其他四位传教士一起殉道。
During the they called Operation Alca on January 8, 1956.
他们在1956年1月的8号，在这个一个活动宣教的活动里面被杀害。
After her husband's death, Elizabeth Elliot.
那在她的先生过世以后这个 Elizabeth 呢
went back to the tribe that killed her husband.
她回到这个当初杀害她。先生的这个部落里面去
，with her three-year-old daughter Valerie，
她也带着她当时三岁的女儿一起
，to share the truth of the gospel with them，
就是为了要将这样福音带给当地的部落。
Jim and Elizabeth Elliot story continues to impact countless Christians all over the world, all over the globe to this day, and have sparked a passion.In people to go to the unreached people groups.
那 Jim 跟 Elizabeth 他们这样子一对宣教士的夫妻，到现在还是影响着所有千千万万的宣教士，能够点燃大家一个在心里面一个宣教的热情，到这些福音还没有传到的地方去。
And 5 years ago, Elizabeth Elliot went to be with the Lord.
那五年前的时候，这个太太呢也回到天家去。
And I happened to listen to the 20-25 minute tribute video for her.
那我也那时候也看到一个差不多是20-25分钟的一个来讲述他生命的一个短片。
Talking about the ministry and a work of Jim Elliot and her of life.
那里面所提到的是他们的事工，然后他跟他丈夫之间的一个关系。
And one thing that kind of choked me up a little bit was Jim Elliot was 28 years old.
让我非常感动的是，那时候他的先生死的时候，他才28岁而已。
And it seemed like he had no fear to go to an unreached people group that might have cost his life.
他看起来好像对这种要到蛮荒部落去，甚至要牺牲他的生命这样子的一个危险，他好像毫不在意。
And his wife's life, his one-year-old baby's life.
那甚至他将这个他的妻子跟他的孩子，当时一岁的孩子，好像他们也都赌上他们的生命。
And I was sitting there listening to this video, and I was choked up a little bit.
所以我在看这个短片的时候，其实我就心里越加的感动。
Because I was afraid about a lot of things.
那因为我在看这个短片的时候，我知道我心里对很多事情还是有恐惧。
What is it that Jim Elliot and Elizabeth Elliot could take risks like that with their life and the life? Physical life, but also the comforts of life in the U.S.
到底是什么样子能够驱使他们能够放弃在美国这一切的舒适，能够冒着自己生命的危险来做这件事情？
You know, one of the things that a lot of pastors are afraid about, and I was afraid.
那有一件事情，很多的牧师，包括常常我自己也是所恐惧的一件事情。
Is the Bible has some sweet and gentle truth for Christians.
那我们知道圣经里面有一些很甜美，有一些能够来温暖你心的一些字句。
But also the Bible has some tough truths, truths that make me feel uncomfortable when I read it.
但是圣经里面也包含了一些让你觉得不舒服的一些字句，你觉得好像我怎么有办法有遵行这样子的一个事情。
And even though when I saw that in the Bible, I was afraid if I preach the truth, the tough truth, the hard truth in the Bible, the people who hear are not going to like it.
我想到如果我这个对这些比较艰涩，如果一般人不愿意去接受的真理，我如果讲这些真理的话，那我的听众也会感觉到不舒服。
I don't want people not like me.
那我不希望人家不喜欢我。
I was afraid if I preach this, that some of the hard truths in the Bible about God's people, that I would not be liked, or maybe fired from my job.
如果我讲这些不讨人喜悦的这些真理的话，那我就会冒着一个大家不喜欢我的一个风险，甚至我可能还丢失了我的工作。
Why is Jim Elliot and Elizabeth Elliot and Paul, Peter and Paul the apostles, they seem to take risks, okay, and not be afraid?
那为什么使徒彼得跟这宣教士的夫妇，他们愿意这样子冒着这么样大的一个风险去做这样子的一个事情？
And in Elizabeth Elliot's journal, he writes like this.
那在这个妻子他的日记里面，他这样子写道：
Quote, he is no fool.Who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose?
若有人将不能保留的来得到他不能失去的，这人不是愚昧的。
And then he wrote in his journal right after that sentence, Luke 16:9, that when it shall fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitation.
那他也转述路加福音的16:9，他说当一切事情都过去的时候，他们要得到永远的产业。
Jim Elliot believed in a life after this life, an eternal habitation called heaven.
他们相信这样子的一个地上的世界要过去。
Jim Elliot was willing to take risks. with his life and his wife's life and his baby's life because of his belief and unwavering rooted in the hope of the resurrection from the dead.
他之所以为什么会冒着他自己的性命，他妻子小孩的性命，就是因为他知道他确信啊，这个死里复活的基督这样子所带来永生的盼望。
And I've realized for me, even though there are some hard truths in the Bible that I need to preach, not just the sweet truths.
所以让我也知道，在圣经里面，甚至尽管有一些不讨喜的一些真理，我还是得忠实的去传讲。
Even though I do care what other people think about me,
当然我是 还是介意其他人怎么看我的。
I care more what my God thinks about me.
但是我更介意到底神怎么看我。
If I cannot preach the whole counsel of God's word,
如果我不将整个真理的全貌来传讲的话，
I need to get another job.
那我实际上应该是要去找其他的工作的。
Because I need to be faithful to all of the Bible, not only parts of it.
我必须要对整本圣经啊顺服啊，不是只有对部分的真理顺服而已。
And my hope is rooted in what God is going to do to me when I die in this life.
那我的信心是建立在神将来要在我的生命啊，如何啊荣耀他啊里面所扎根的。
The worst thing that could happen to me is lose my job, but yet my God will think and say, "Good and faithful servant."
我可能因为传讲真理而丢掉我的工作，但是神看我的时候，他会说，你是啊忠实的一个孩子。
I did not give in to the fear of not teaching and preaching His word.
我不会让我自己陷在这个恐惧里面，而不去把圣经的原貌、真理能够传讲出来。
What about you this morning?
那你又是如何呢？
The most foolish thing you ever do is to lay up earthly wealth.
最愚昧的事情你可以在今生做的，就是来积攒你在地上的财宝。
And the quote that Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain which he cannot lose," is a quote from what Jesus said in Matthew.
那这个宣教士他所讲的，若有人将不能保留的来得到他不能失去的，这人不是愚昧的。耶稣也讲同样的话语。
Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves break in and steal. For where your heart treasure is, there your heart will be also.
耶稣说，不要为自己积攒财宝在天上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有盗贼窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So God's people, during this, as we continue to celebrate Resurrection Sunday, I pray that we as a church will be rooted in the hope of the resurrection from the dead.
所以这个教会弟兄姐妹，我们今天庆祝复活节的时候，我们的盼望就是建立在死而复活基督这样子永生盼望里面。
And our hope is what will come with Christ beyond this life.
我们要跟基督永远在一起，甚至超越现今的这个世界。
Our living hope will be the resurrection from the dead.
我们永生的盼望就是从死里复活的基督。
That would free you to embrace risk.
它会释放你，让你能够冒着你生命的危险。
To embrace suffering.
能够去拥抱受苦。
For the sake of our brothers and sisters.
为的是什么？为的就是我们弟兄姐妹。
And beyond.
甚至超过这些。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Please pray with me. Father in heaven,
我们亲爱的天父。
Oh Lord, I pray that you would have mercy on us.
求你赐给我们你的怜悯。
We are not where we ought to be.
我们实在是不是我们自己所想要的。
Often we are given into fear.
我们常常让恐惧占据我们的心。
We're given into worry.
我们让这些忧愁占据我们的心。
We're worried about our life here on this earth.
我们为着这些世上的东西挂虑。
It's because our hope.
那为什么会这样子？就是因为我们的盼望
is not rooted in this precious gift that you have given through the death and resurrection of your Son.
因为我们的盼望如果不是在建立在死里复活的主耶稣永生的盼望里的话。
Oh Lord, I pray that you would open our eyes to see.
主耶稣，求你打开我们的眼睛，让我们能够看到
this precious truth.
这个美好的真理。
So that we would not be given into fear or worry or anxiousness in this life.
所以我们不会让恐惧、焦虑占据我们的心。
That your truth will set us free to embrace risk and suffering for the sake of your kingdom and the gospel.
帮助我们用你的真理来释放我们，让我们能够去拥抱受苦，去冒着生命危险，为的是要荣耀你的名。
Because we believe in the resurrection from the dead.
因为我们知道耶稣确实从死里复活。
Oh Lord, help us.
求你帮助我们。
Build our faith.
建立我们的信心。
In the light of this great day that Jesus, your Son, has been in a day, in a place in history.
让我们看到主耶稣
from the dead.
所为我们预备的，他从死里复活，为我们赐给我们永生的盼望，让我们看到这些，我们信心有确据。
Help us to anchor our life in this precious truth.
让我们的生活也照这样子行。
On this rock.
能够以耶稣为磐石，能够照他的心意而活。
I pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit in and through Christ.
我们这样祷告都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.